You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, episode 48.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by Omnisend, makers of sophisticated omnichannel marketing automation tools for sales-driven Shopify brands and marketers that have outgrown generic email marketing platforms. Engage your customers and boost your e-commerce sales with dynamic emails, text messages, web push notifications, Facebook Messenger, and retargeting ads on Google and Facebook. So it's much more than just email marketing. They handle all of your marketing activities across multiple channels, all from within one platform. They have single-click Shopify integration, which also includes email templates and automatic product import from Shopify. Super easy migration from any other email solution that you might be currently using. And right now, Omnisend is offering a 14-day free trial for all of my listeners, which also includes 50% off for the first 3 months. So check them out, ecommercefastlane.com/Omnisend, and use the coupon code Fastlane when you sign up. Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, this is your first time listening. This is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving online with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, new episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify, or you can sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when new shows are being released. Now, on today's episode, I'm chatting with Liren Tadmore, who is the founder of Woohoo, and they're an engagement platform for e-commerce and retail businesses. And, you know, he's going to talk about how to boost your Shopify store's conversion rate and kind of take your coupon game to the next level. It's really interesting what they do, very unique to the market. And, you know, you're going to learn some amazing strategies about how to add almost a playful spirit, so to speak, to pop-ups and how to gamify the email capture process. It really will help boost your opt-in rates and store sales. Really is a win-win situation, and I'm glad I was able to get him on the show today. So let's jump in and learn more. So hi, Liren. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hi, Steve. I'm very happy to be here.
Let's talk about Woohoo on a high level. Usually that's kind of my lead-in question, and I talk about, what problem does your platform solve for Shopify merchants?
Actually, Woohoo is a gamification platform that is helping merchants engage better with their shoppers and helping them increase both the signups and the sales in their store.
And so what sort of problem do you really find as far as like just customers coming to the store? And, you know, we all know the average conversion rate is, you know, hovering somewhere around 2%. And so 98 out of 100 are kind of leaving the store without an opportunity, so to speak, to be able to remarket to them. I mean, there are some options of potentially through some social media anonymously remarket them, but the holy grail is to actually have an email address so you can directly communicate with them. So is that the sort of problem that you're trying to solve, is to just improve the email capture?
So basically, yeah, as you said, 98% of the people that are visiting your store are leaving without leaving details. So you can retarget them, of course, through social media, but it's very costly to do that. So we are trying to help on that field and trying to help capturing more lead, like increasing the conversion rate from 2% to a much higher conversion rate. Today, our average conversion rate is around 15%, which is a big increase comparing to the 2%, meaning that you are capturing more emails. And if you are building your email list the right way and afterward using the right tools and the right segmentation to retarget those users through email, it's still the most beneficial channel, email. So for you, if you know how to use emails, using a capture process that is better than a regular pop-up could mm-hmm. really benefit you.
Yeah, absolutely. I would totally agree with that. I think that's part of the two-step process. I think with this solution is that people are coming to the website, and with that 2% conversion rate, what do we do with these 98 people? And you know, there's lots of different processes and some basic kind of pop-ups that are available, but the engagement rate is very, very low on them overall. You know, in exchange for a first-time visitor coupon, and some themes have a lot of these things built into them, but people are getting blind to them and clicking X and getting rid of it versus what your solution does. And we're going to dig into that in a few minutes. It's very unique. I have quite a few brands and merchants that are using your platform. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to get you on the show today. And they're wildly successful with it. They will never stop using your solution because it is so completely unique to what is actually going on in other solutions out there. Even email service providers that have pop-up solutions trying to exchange an email address for a PDF download or some kind of exclusive coupon code, even those sorts of solutions have a lower engagement rate than what you have created through Woohoo. So that's pretty exciting. So I'm going to dig into that in a few minutes. But before we do that, can we talk a little bit about you and your entrepreneurial journey so far leading up to launching the Woohoo platform?
So my background is web development. I was a front-end developer in the last years. And overall, I have 10 years experience in the SaaS industry, both in B2B and B2C. I am from Israel, from Tel Aviv, which is known as a very high level startup scene in the world. Mm-hmm. It's actually the third one after San Francisco and New York. So we are in a good place, and there is a lot of startup companies that are working in Tel Aviv, which is making it really exciting. So I have been a part of it for the last 10 years. This is for my personal background. So I know a lot of web development and how to build the product from the development part, which is sometimes very important. As for Shopify, I actually came across Shopify 3 years ago, and I was very excited to see what is going on there, seeing a lot of people opening stores and regular people making an e-commerce stores really fast in a matter of a couple of hours or a couple of days. You can build like a full function e-commerce store, which is very exciting. This is what SaaS is all about. And Shopify are really making it a great and easy process for everybody, even if you are not a technical guy. So for me, it was very exciting to see the platform, to see Shopify platform. It was 3 years ago, and the App Store actually was, of course, much smaller. And I started like to be part of it and wanted to take part of it. And like 1.5 years ago, I came with my idea to build a gamified pop-up. And for me, after being in the Shopify ecosystem 1.5 years before that, so I started to understand like what people need and what can benefit for them. And from that, I also like merged my experience with web development and actually was able to produce and launch the product in a couple of months afterwards.
Yeah, that's excellent. You know, and I know, definitely Tel Aviv has a lot of amazing startup culture. And I know many of those platforms I've interviewed on the show. And it's really amazing that you've kind of decided to double down from, you know, learning and being involved in the web development field and then learning about the App Store. And I know it's definitely growing significantly. And I think that's one of the claim to fames, I think, with Shopify is the fact that we talk about it doing 80% of commerce really well, extremely well, market leading, but it's that other 20% that needs to be filled in through partners and the partner ecosystem. And, you know, there's certain things and functionality that are just never going to be built by Shopify because there's other projects that are in queue. And so if there's certain sort of, in this particular case, a marketing ask of, you know, increasing the opt-in rate and just creating a unique kind of brand experience, you know, maybe Shopify, other than being involved in themes and having other theme developers. Other than that, I mean, there's obviously an opportunity and you've seen that opportunity and saying, hey, I think I can build something with my skill set of the last 10 years and understanding SaaS and understanding now the platform. It's great that you got involved with that. Let's talk about the actual tool itself, Woohoo. And can you kind of explain to the listeners exactly how it works?
As our app page indicates, we use games as pop-ups, meaning that you as a merchant can install Woohoo and inside our platform choose one of the games that we are offering. Once you choose the game, you get an editor where you can like customize the game to the look and feel of your website, choose the color, choose the background image, and of course, choose the discount that you want to show on the game. Really easy process. Once you've done that, the game will start to appear on your website. And when the visitor will start visiting your shop, they will see the pop-up game that it's telling them you can win some kind of a discount. You don't know what that discount is. This is the hidden factor. So for us as people, we always want to discover what is the hidden factor, what we want to win. And when people like in your brand and they are entering your website and you are telling them you can win something on a brand that you like, they will want to discover what they can win. This is a really call to action for them. It's a very something that they want to do.
Mm-hmm. It kind of reminds me of retail a bit, because I know when I shop in store many times, you know, the cashier, the CSR, they'll pass you your receipt. And a lot of times there's either a scratch ticket with a kind of current promotion, or there'll be something a code on it potentially, and then you can go to the website and check and see if that code is a winner. And so it seems like it's a value add by having this sort of thing. And I think the engagement rate must be quite high for people that get these kind of retail coupons and tickets and things and are able to go online, and looks like it's a way for them retail wise to create some engagement, get an email address, and then they have some marketing opportunities then, you know, and they are giving away product or cash. So I think it's quite interesting that that's kind of what you're doing with your solution.
Yeah. So as you mentioned, when people are like get a chance to win something, for them, it's something that they want to discover. This is why the conversion rate in our games is very high. It's actually a 7 times better than a regular pop-up, because you have the chances to win something big. This is the factor that people want to discover, play the game, and to win something.
Yeah, so I guess that was kind of my next question that I was just thinking of, was that, you know, like, you know, why are games important? Is it just the what if factor, the surprise and delight? Because I'm trying to figure out, like, because currently I think when you look at a lot of e-commerce stores, there'll be some kind of an email capture. I think most e-commerce entrepreneurs understand the benefits of building an email list. I mean, we always talk about the revenue that comes from the size of your list. And I think there even is a correlation between list size and kind of what you can forecast for what your sales might be based on the size of your list. So you're always trying to build it. And a lot of themes and other different kind of pop-up solutions are out there trying to offer something in exchange for an email address for future marketing endeavors. But why is it, or why do you feel that in your experience that you're collecting more email addresses now with games versus just kind of the standard pop-up?
Yeah, so as you said, there is a sense of achievement once somebody is getting a scratch card, or somebody is playing a game and is like making an action. And once he wins something, that he made something to win it, so it creates a sense of achievement. Also about people can win, like you can win like different things. And so one person can win 10% discount, and the other person can win 20% discount. So you really want to discover what is the gift that I can get from the shop, from the brand. So this is the main reason people want to play games and win prizes.
I see. And I guess it's the surprise and delight part of it. You don't know what you're going to get. You kind of want to know. You have some desire. You've landed on this particular website, and you have some desire likely for the product. Hence, you'd be there, you know, word of mouth or organically or through paid ads, however you got to the store. And then this is presented to them. It's an interesting way of stickiness factor of getting people to stay on the site, participate in the game, seeing what the offer is. So that's quite interesting.
Yeah, I know that personally for myself, you know, each of us has at some point of his life play a game, like you said, like bought something or went to a store and got like a scratch card. and want something, and you are like scratching the card, and you are saying, "Hey, look, I want that, or I want that, or something else," and you know, you are showing it to your friend, and there is a feel of excitement about what you can win. You can sometimes be very happy about it. So it's really it's a fun experience.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like there's some urgency too. I mean, in this too, because if you whatever the discount is that that you have, you could offer it, I guess, almost a timed discount available for the next 24 hours. It could be, I mean, I guess there could be a lot of things you could do, and adding that sense of urgency must really help the conversion rate.
Yeah. So once you are telling somebody that just wants something, you have like this and this time to take advantage of what you want. So yes, it's creating that sense of urgency that is like pushing them to complete the order or to buy the product.
So I know you mentioned about the, I guess you're saying that almost seven times increase in kind of email opt-ins, you know, based on just regular methods of grabbing them. So let's talk about maybe some of the results that you're seeing with Shopify stores that implement Woohoo, kind of specifically in relation to what the average kind of lead creation rate is.
As you mentioned before, you have customers that like merchant that approach you and told you that they are using Woohoo, for example, and are very happy with the results.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the results, the conversion rate is across all of the clients that are working with us. The average is 15%. We are seeing like sometime even more. We are seeing even 30%, even 40%. It all depends how do you make the offer, how appealing do you make the offer. And we are also seeing that the stronger the brand, then the conversion rate is getting higher because people know the brand, they trust the brand, they want to win something from that brand.
So I'm going to be devil's advocate for a second and talk about pop-ups. There is, I guess, some sentiment on the market where some brands would say, hey, I find pop-ups to be a little bit spammy. Just overall, I find it to be spammy. I'm curious kind of how you overcome that objection and kind of what your opinion kind of is on that.
We all know that in the last couple of years, pop-up got a bad reputation.
Mm-hmm.
But I can also like surprise the audience a little bit, tell that in the last 2 years, pop-ups are making some kind of a comeback because marketers understand that pop-ups doesn't have to be annoying. If you put the right pop-up at the right time that have the right message, it could be very beneficial both for the marketer but also for the user. So it all depends like how do you use that tool that is called pop-up. If you are using it in the right way and not just throwing pop-up at visitors, then you could really benefit from it. So you need to make sure that your pop-up is not jumping at the wrong time. You need to make sure it's very clear. You need to make sure that people can use it or close it really easily. Once you will see, like, if you start to look and see, like, great examples of how companies use pop-up, you will understand that it could be a very powerful tool. So it's all about the timing of the pop-up, the way the pop-up look, and the offer in the pop-up. If the offer is relevant to that point where the visitor at, so it's making it a great pop-up.
I guess for context on that too, is that, you know, you wouldn't want something to pop up that's not relevant to the site visitor or the page that they're on, something completely unrelated. Or I'd also would think about maybe repetition too. I can imagine if it just pops up too often, or too many times, you know, if they've chosen to not want to engage with it, then it's gone and it needs to stay away. Whereas, you know, others that do engage with it and they get the offer and you're giving them an opportunity to be able to check out with, you know, an exclusive coupon code or a time-based kind of thing or some kind of a bonus gift. I think it's quite interesting. Is there ways of doing an A/B test of the solution kind of natively? You know, let's say, you know, one visitor will see the pop-up game and then another visitor would not see it. Is that possible?
So we actually have an A/B test feature in our pop-up platform.
Oh, good.
Like many other pop-up platform, it's very important to do that A/B testing that we are talking about,
right.
Because this could like give you the result for your website. because something that is working for your website can either not work or work in a different way for other website. So this is why it's important to test, like, what do you need? What does your website need at which point? And the way to do it is by doing it with an A/B testing. So you take a group of, let's say, 50 people, and in that touch point showing a pop-up, and another group of the same amount and not showing the pop-up, and then you see the result, like what is the conversion rate. And also you can play between, in our case, those are games. So because we have a variety of games, and we see that there are sometimes games that is working good on one website, but working less good on another website. So you want to compare it. And sometimes you want to compare it between a couple of games, because, for example, if you have a website in a certain vertical, maybe a specific game is suitable for that vertical, and maybe another game is suiting for a different vertical. So you want to do that A/B testing and see where you are getting the better conversion rate. And also, it's the same goes, of course, for text or for background images, colors.
Yeah, so it's nice to be able to have that, because then you can have proof in the data that your lead capture or conversion rate is increased or not. And then it sounds like, you know, this is over a couple month process, because then you can show or not show, and then swap out the game that you're actually showing until you find the best game that actually works for the target audience and the brand. And then you'll, you know, at that point, just choose to not do A/B testing anymore, because you've proven that not showing it and just using kind of some kind of a native solution to let people get their email address versus the gamified solution of getting a lead capture and getting people involved and engaged with the brand. I have firsthand experience with many brands that are using your solution. Once again, that's why I had you on the show, because I know it works versus a native solution. But once again, it's not for every brand. I think people having their biases about, I think pop-ups are spammy, or I hate going to websites and seeing pop-ups. Okay, maybe that's your own personal bias. Maybe, you know, you're one out of, you know, thousands of people. And so that's your bias, maybe because you're on the internet all the time, and that's just, you know, and that's not what you like to see. But that doesn't necessarily mean that's what everybody doesn't like to see. There's obviously people play the lottery, and some people don't play the lottery. Some people buy scratch tickets, other people don't, you know. And so it's one of those things where don't get your personal biases in there. I would recommend, and we'll talk about the end of the show about some promotion that we're going to, you know, that you've been so gracious to offer, but it's like A/B test it. Prove to yourself if it works or doesn't work. Find the right game that you believe matches your brand and your tone and your voice, and make some, you know, some style changes to it, and A/B test it and prove to yourself if it works or doesn't work, and flip through a few of them until you find the right one that does work for you. And if it does, you just continue on with the solution, building your email list, and then coming up with a solution about how you're going to gently cultivate relationships and offer some kind of a re-engagement of these people that have left, haven't purchased, but you do have their email address. So that's one thing I would for sure recommend.
You need to use like a pop-up that is working good on your website, that is looking good, that is feel natively part of your brand. As more as you invest in the pop-up to fit the message that you want to give, to fit your brand message, people will more react to that and appreciate the offer that you want them to see.
Right. So let's talk about the future of this kind of gamification in e-commerce. I mean, it's not a new topic, but it seems to be gaining a lot more traction lately, just gamifying like a lot of things online. Can you kind of share your experiences and kind of what you see as the future?
We know the word gamification has been there for the last decade. I think with the rise of mobile devices and people able to use their finger to communicate with web pages, so it's really helping gamification. I think if we focus on gamification and e-commerce, there is still a lot of stuff that can be done. Today, for example, we are only doing games as pop-ups, but you can do games or gamification more places around the visitor journey. Meet the visitor with gamification and more points. We can, for example, say that an e-commerce website, it's kind of like a canvas. You have a canvas and you have areas that you can use, and in the case of what we are talking about, use gamification to interact with the user, making it more fun, making it more active for the user, for him, it making him feel like somebody is thinking about him and making him part of the shopper journey. So I really think there is still a lot to do about gamification and e-commerce, whether it's just pure games, whether it's things like loyalty or winning things or those kind of things. And I think that field is really progressing because today, you know, it's all about making people feel like happy when they shop, making them feel like they have like interest in the store. So once you are connecting those dots and making the offer more playful, it's always a benefit.
Yeah, I would totally agree. I once again, the quite a few merchants that I have using a solution, I do see that engagement level, and I can and I've actually used the games on there to see what the outcome was, and it is very interactive. And so I totally recommend those that are listening today to check it out at getwoohoo.com. We'll have everything linked up in the show notes and stuff like that. But Liren, we are nearing the end of the show. Do you have any kind of closing comments or any kind of takeaways that you would like to share with the listeners today?
Yeah, so we talk about gamification, we talk about user interaction. So I think my message for the merchant, like always think like how you can make a better interaction with your shoppers, how you can like know more about them, how can you make them like more act, because the more things that they will do on your website and interact with your store, you can only benefit for it. So always think like, okay, like this is at this point of the shopping, like how can I make the interaction even more better and like hook that shopper at that point. So this is one of the things that I think merchant can really benefit from. Mm-hmm. And for us, as personal note, so as you mentioned, Woo is growing. We always adding things to our platform, whether it games, whether it other things that the merchant are asking from us. So we are growing, and we are growing in a great way. So inviting a merchant to install Woo to try it, people told me that it's very easy to use, so could be fun for merchant to try it. And yeah, basically that's.
Yeah,
that's my offer.
Yeah, and then to add to that too, it's, you know, what I love about it is the fact that there is that A/B testing. So, you know, the fact is that you're not using it currently, and you're either having a theme based or something built into your email service provider to build your email list, and it has its conversion rate to build, you know, the opt-in rate to build that list. I'm suggesting, and Liren's suggesting, that you have a try. Try Woohoo out and just see what it does. Modify it, select it, A/B test, and see the difference. So if you're having a decent amount of traffic come to your website, it's just worth testing on your own and seeing why thousands of customers are using the solution and why it's successful for them.
I agree.
So how can people learn more about the Woohoo platform and get the app and test it all out?
So you can search for Woohoo in the Shopify App Store. Just type Woohoo. You can visit also our website, getwoohoo.com. You will find there also a video that explains a bit about the product. You can just go ahead and install it. There is a free trial, of course. It's very easy to use, so you will be able to create your game in a matter of a couple of minutes. And you will be able to test and see the result really, really quickly. Mm-hmm.
I'll make sure I sync that up in the show notes too. All the links, the video, I'll put it all in there. And I know we talked offline before we started recording today, and you have been extremely generous. You're currently offering a 7-day free trial through the Shopify's App Store. But for those listening today, you've been generous to offer a 30-day free trial. And so to get that offer, I'm going to link it up in the show notes. It'll be ecommercefastlane.com/woohoo. So that's W-O-O-H-O-O. It'll be in the show notes. That will redirect you to the landing page that you can sign up and just enjoy the benefits of that 30-day trial. And then for you as a merchant, now you can quickly set this up and turn on the A/B test right away. Like, leave it the way you currently have it without showing it, and the other option of showing the game. 50-50 as kind of a round robin, and you will see that you will significantly grow your email list by using this solution. So that's all I can tell you. I know it works, but prove it for yourself and enjoy the solution for 30 days, and then you'll get the ROI that you believe that I know you will get out of the solution, and then you'll be a paying customer of the platform because you've got 30 days to prove it to yourself if in fact it works for your particular brand. And so I think that's it for today. Thanks, Liren, for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. Great sharing, awesome solution, and best of luck in the future.
Thanks, Steve. I really appreciate that you having me. It was a lot of fun talking with you.
All right. Well, have yourself a great day.
Thank you, Steve.
This episode was brought to you by OmniSend, makers of sophisticated omnichannel marketing automation tools for sales-driven Shopify brands that have outgrown generic email marketing platforms. Engage your customers and boost your e-commerce sales with dynamic emails, text messages, web push notifications, Facebook Messenger, and retargeting ads on Facebook and Google. All from one platform. Try OmniSend for free for 14 days. Check them out, ecommercefastlane.com/OmniSend, and use the coupon code Fastlane when you sign up. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of eCommerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms. All with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.